What's happening, beautiful people? It's Lonzo, and today I'm talking with none other than Ms. Tiffany. Let me put respect on her name, Dr. Tiffany Coleman McGee, and we're going to touch on her music, her flow, her acting, and all of her God-given talents. And despite all her accomplishment, she remains to be one of the most humble people in the industry. So we want to catch up with her and find out what's going on. Let's do it.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
What it is, beautiful people, Unknown Preacher LA, Season 2, Episode 16, still knocking on doors, still turning up the pressure. This is war, y'all, and our young people are at stake. I'm your boy LA, aka Lonzo, Mr. Nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody, and Jesus is real. Yes, he is. I know the Lord is real, and I know you do too. What an exciting show we have for you this week. And let me say this. I know her ears are burning because my team has been talking about her, and I've been telling fam I'm going to chew the fat with her for real, for real. So I'm excited as well as, well, let me just get right to it and introduce our guest. She's been coined a triple threat in entertainment. She's Mississippi's first award-winning Christian hip-hop gospel rap artist. She's been considered for Grammys in 2019, 2020, and 2022. In 2019, she made history by being the first female solo artist nominated for a Stellar Award for Hip Hop Gospel Album of the Year. She's also an internationally known recording artist. She's toured several venues in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and received the 2023 Celebrity Artist of the Year Award at the Multiphase France International Celebrity Awards in Paris, France, and the 2023 Best Hip Hop and Impact Honoree Music Awards for the Antigo Barbuda Gospel Music Awards. Also, too, she was the first female rap artist on the Bobby Jones Showcase, and she shared the stage with the Mississippi Mass Choir, Tamar Braxton, Deidre Haddon, Erica Campbell, and the list goes on and on. And then there's the acting. Playing a farmer on Queen Sugar and Shine's baby mama on the groundbreaking drama Empire. And she recently earned her doctorate in philosophy. Did I say doctorate? I just want to make certain I pronounced it right. In philosophy and Christian leadership and business. Please welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, songwriter, Christian rapper, actress, author, award recipient, and radio host, Dr. Tiffany Coleman McGee, aka Ms. Tiffany. What's happening?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. We are so honored to have you on the show. So many blessings and thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. You know, I have not met a bad person from Mississippi, right? So what is it about your state?
we're known for hospitality, right? It's Southern hospitality. So yeah, you're definitely going to be treated well if you visit Mississippi, and everybody's just so welcoming and giving, and it's just it can be a warm place.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I'm telling the truth. I've met about four or five people, and I mean, all of them have just been just like you said, the Southern hospitality, just consideration, and just all of that, man. So yeah. So I'll say this. So you have some bars, my sister. Your song, I Ain't Preaching to the Choir, man. I put you on my playlist, but then I have a short playlist too for like a favorites, and I Ain't Preaching to the Choir, man. Ingenious, mad respect for you on that.
Thank you.
yes. So and I love the collaborations you're doing. So you really got so much going on, man. It's just very commendable. But hey, I too started with a secular rap group. I did a little bit of research on you, as you can see from the introduction. Okay. Yeah. So tell us about that transition, because how did you leave that group and how did you transition into Christian rap?
Wow. Well, so I started out dating. My boyfriend was a part of that secular rap group, and he didn't know that I could rap. And I, you know, I've been writing poetry and a few rhymes when I was in high school. And so I was riding to the studio one night years ago with him and his, you know, the other guy that was in the group with us. Mm-hmm. And I started rapping something that I wrote in school. And they thought that I had a great voice and that I should join the group. And it happened just like that. And next thing you know, I was writing to, you know, tracks with them. And that's where I got my experience with professionally recording in the studio and all of that. And then the three of us, plus another friend who was riding with us on an Easter Sunday, were in a car accident. And I got hurt really bad, ended up in intensive care and, you know, had a brain injury, spinal cord injury, lots of internal injuries. And, you know, God healed me and delivered me, you know, out of that situation. And so after coming out of something like that, so traumatic, and so life changing. So it was transformational for me spiritually as well, not just physically. Yeah. And, you know, really God had spoken some things to me at that time. And so when I recovered and got back out there, I just wasn't comfortable with continuing on with the message that we were spreading, you know, and that we were promoting at the time. I mean, just because we were skilled with words and could deliver doesn't mean that, you know, that we should put that type of energy out there. And I just wasn't comfortable with it anymore. And so for years I didn't write. And I just, you know, kind of stopped it. And the both of us did, right? You know, all of us did. So it's so many more details to that story. However, the group dissolved, you know, no words spoken about it, no qualms, no, none of that stuff. It's just cut off, you know. And a few years later, I was sitting in the parking lot at the Salvation Army, and I was picking my sons up from the after school program that they were attending there. And I prayed, you know, to God, and I said, Lord, you know, I've done everything the doctor said that I wouldn't be able to do. I've been the first in my family to do this and do that, and you get the bachelor's degree, the master's degree, I'm working. You know, I've done everything right that society says I should have done it by this age in life. But I didn't feel fulfilled. And I was like, Lord, what would you have me do? What else would you have me do? And I clearly heard his voice say, you're going to start back rapping. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is the devil. I thought that I heard from God, like, what's going on? Yeah. And he continued to speak to me. And he said, this time you're going to spread the message of Jesus. You're going to spread the gospel. I'm going to send you to the nations. And he just started to pour. And I was like, well, the devil wouldn't tell me to do this. So it has to be God. But I had never heard of gospel rap before or Christian hip hop or anything like that. not in my area. And I hadn't heard of any of the, you know, the folks that were out there with it. But me being curious after having that conversation with God and him really pouring into me, I did some research and I saw that it was an entire genre out there. It took me about 8 weeks to start writing after God spoke to me on that day. And that is when I first penned I Ain't Preaching to the Choir, which I wrote. It came to me in like 15 minutes, the entire song. And it's really been the foundation of my artistry, my ministry, and how people have come to know Miss Tiffany.
Man, what a powerful story. Thank you for sharing that. And you're right. Once you reach out and learn about the Christian hip hop, gospel rap, people who sing about the Lord, once you reach out and learn that community, man, it's really some special people. I've met some of the most amazing people in that genre. And so, man, and now another one. So thank you for everything you're doing. Your latest album, He's Been Good. You're holding it down there too. Love it. And so you had Myron Butler, mm-hmm. MC Nice, and then one of my favorites, The Truth, on your album. So, man, mm-hmm. job well done. So tell us about that project.
So He's Been Good is my sophomore album. It's the second album that I released, and mm-hmm. it has 11 tracks on it. And as you mentioned, some of my favorites and friends as well are featuring there. And I really wanted to show the goodness of God and how I started out one way. God, you know, sent me over into a thing. And I just wanted to say that He's been good, because it has been good, you know, a good ride for me being an independent artist from Mississippi, a woman in ministry who's saying that I'm going to rap, you know, as a part of my ministry. I had so many things that seemed to be against me, and I was able to beat the odds with the help of God. And I know the vision that He gave to me, that He showed me, the things that He spoke to me and He told me to do, and, you know, how He would use me to, you know, do certain things. And all I could do was I counted all joy, you know, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly, all of that. And all I have to say about it is just that He's been good. And so the album and the single that I released was entitled He's Been Good.
Amen. Hey, how long did it take you to complete the album?
So I did a little of penning before I went into the studio. And then I flew up and met The Truth in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We were in St. Paul, in between St. Paul and Minneapolis. And we went into the studio and I literally wrote in for 3 days, you know, 12 to 14 mm-hmm. hours a day. I was writing a song, then recording it, listen to some more tracks, write, record. And we did that. And so 3 or 4 songs a day. So that album, believe it or not, was definitely completed across the span of about 72 hours. Wow. 80% of it was done within that amount of time. And it wasn't even the full 72 hours. Mind you, I had to fly in, get there, get booked in the hotel, get the car, get to the studio, you know, 12 or 14 hours in the studio, get a little sleep at night, eat in between, and then back at it the next day, you know, for another 12 or 14 hours. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was crazy.
You know when you have something special, because you're in that groove, that moment, and you just, like you just said, that it's a short time span, but it probably went by pretty fast, and because y'all were in the thick of it and loving what you're doing.
Yeah, it was crazy. When I promise you, when I got back on the plane, like my mind was blank. I was like, what just happened? Like, because being in a creative space for that long, in that amount of time, and pushing out so much, it does something to you. Mm-hmm. It does something with your mind, with your spirit, with, you know, your thoughts and where you are. And it's an elevated place to be in, to be that highly creative, you know, and continuing on for a span of time. And then all of a sudden, now you left that place and now you're headed back home to reality and all that. And you're just like, what just happened? Like, my mind, I was in a space for real, for real.
It's almost like that out of body experience, right?
Like that's what I was saying.
You're on a whole nother level.
It's surreal.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. I also like, you know, the music part, but so your business sense, you know, like I said, we were in a group, in a secular group. We got ripped off. You know, we were teenagers and didn't have a clue. And the attorney we had, he was like, hey, you guys are nobody. Sign whatever they give you. And so it was a big ripoff. But you, on the other hand, you did your homework. You studied the business. You learned so much. And then, oh yeah, that's right. Something else I discovered. Tell us about the Miss Tiffany's All Purpose Southern Rub Seasoning.
Okay,
that goes. So, yeah.
MC Nice. Everybody knows MC Nice. MC Nice, who is a veteran in the music game, and he's a serial entrepreneur. MC Nice developed a spice a couple of years ago in partnership with Valido Foods. And then he curated Faith and Spice, which is a company that we're also partnering with, Valido Foods. And he decided to bring on other Christian hip hop artists and create this Kingdom Hip Hop bundle. And so it's myself, MC Nice, which he has a new spice as a part of the bundle, and a couple other Christian rappers who have come together. And we have our own spices. And because I'm from the South, of course, you know. Yeah. We grill a lot here. Miss Tiffany's all-purpose Southern rub was birthed from that partnership.
Yeah, I gotta try some. Man.
It's really delicious. Good. It really is. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah,
I'm serious. It's good for grilled meats, smoked meats, vegetables. You sprinkle it on your potato. You know, whatever you season your food with, it has a very great flavor. It's really good.
Appreciate that. I will follow up. And hey, tell us the meaning behind the name Ms. Tiffany.
Okay. All right. You cut off a little bit there, but oh. I believe you were asking me of the meaning behind my name.
Yeah, Ms. Tiffany.
Yeah. So Ms. Tiffany. Tiffany, of course, is my birth name. And Tiffany means the manifestation of God, or it could be the appearance or the presence of God, right?
Yeah.
So already it's an impactful name. And years ago when I started in Christian hip hop, someone had mentioned to me that, you know, I'm going to give you your name. And I said, well, you know, my name means the manifestation of God. I'm not quite sure that anyone could name me anything else other than what my mother has already named me.
Yeah.
And, people would always, even in the workplace, no matter where I went, it didn't matter what age I was, they would always call me Miss Tiffany. I could just never get away from it. And I would tell them, y'all don't have to call me Miss Tiffany. Just call me Tiffany. Just Tiffany is fine with me. But they still would do it. And, you know, I thought about it. And I said, a lot of times women are disrespected in hip hop and yes. are called out of their names and called something other than, you know, or less than who God created us to be. Yeah. And so if people want to call me Miss Tiffany, it shows a sign of respect. I'll let them do that. But because I'm from the South and we have this Southern draw, this accent, it doesn't come out like Ms. or Mrs. It's Ms., you know, yeah. M-I-C. And so yeah. I spelled it that way. And not long after that, God gave me the revelation of what the entire name meant. And Ms. stands for minister in zeal, right? Like David, yeah. when he ministered to God, he ministered in zeal. He went, you know, with this just this zest before God.
Yes.
And Tiffany meaning the manifestation of God. So it put it together. Minister in zeal before the presence of God. Right. So that's what it means.
I absolutely love that. And then you just made me think of something else. In the secular world of hip hop, there is a whole, the women are treated very differently. And so transition to Christian rap, and it is more respect. You know, just, and I want to say as equals, but I don't know if that's quite the case yet, but it might be, but definitely better than women are treated in the secular world.
Things are getting better.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's calling anybody out of their name or disrespecting yeah. anyone, blatantly disrespecting anyone in that way. That wouldn't be very Christ-like.
Right.
But there's still some work to be done in regard to, I think, recognition, acknowledgement.
Yes.
Quite a few you know, have began that, you know, just in these last few years. But it's still some work that I think the genre could use regarding women and the light that we are seeing in. And, you know, just it is a predominantly male industry still, you know. So, yeah, we still got some work to do, though, I think.
I absolutely agree, but I think you're the right person to kind of lead the charge on those type of causes. So, yeah, that is more to come on that, because I can tell you now, well, I'll put that on the side. That's a whole different episode.
You got me curious now.
Yeah, we'll talk after this, but a lot of things are going on. I'll share with you.
Absolutely.
But so tell us about you're also an author, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you talk about that?
When I was 7 years old, I was in the first grade, and my teacher, Ms. Brooks, Ms. Janice Brooks, she had us to create our own book, right? And we could write whatever we wanted to write in it, illustrate it. And then she had this little binding material that she put on them afterwards. And it was a really fun experience. And so when I finished, I took it up to her desk, and just the expression on her face really made me believe that I had done a great job. And I walked away from her desk and back to my seat, back to my desk, feeling like, you know, I could do this. I could write children's books. I could be an author. And that's where the seed was planted. 27 years later, at the age of 34, I penned my first children's book about attractions in the downtown Jackson, Mississippi area. And I made it, you know, kid friendly, family friendly, and it has gotten some great support. I mean, it's done really well. I partnered with the Jackson Zoo and have donated to them through sales of the book and a portion of the proceeds whenever they have events there, and I'm there on site. It goes back into the zoo fund because they've been struggling and kind of having some difficulties with keeping it, maintenance, and the things that they need to keep it going, you know. And so that was a part of the reason why I wrote the content that I wrote. It's called Hippos Downtown. And we have this exhibit that has hippopotamus, but it's at the very back of the zoo, right? And so a lot of times it's really hot outside. People don't really make it to the safari part, is where we call what we call it. You don't make it back there. And I thought, how about I write a children's book, be able to donate to the Jackson Zoo. Let's bring the hippos to the forefront, because nobody ever goes back there to see them. Yeah. And let's even let them get out of the zoo. They're going to tour downtown Jackson. And so all of these historic, you know, monuments and museums and, you know, historical figures that are a part of our history here in Jackson and in Mississippi. Some of them have been, you know, highlighted in the book and showcased. And so I think a lot of people love it.
Wow.
That's how it started.
Man, multi-talented is an understatement, man. You're just doing it. A lot of good things, a lot of amazing things. So if you had to focus on one thing, what would it be, though? If they said, hey, you could only write, rap, educate, radio host, what would it be?
If I had to focus on one thing, I would act. That's what I would do.
Wow.
I would be in, you know, in front or either behind the camera.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, on set. I love it. It doesn't feel like work to me. And I just enjoy it. And I come alive there. It feels like this is where I'm supposed to be.
I actually thought you were going to say rap for some reason, but I'm definitely interested. The acting part, that's, I could see the rewards in that, you know, being becoming someone else and making people believe you're someone else. The work put into that is,
You know what the fun part about that has been is the opportunities that I have gotten and the things that I've been able to do. I was able to play a judge in a video shoot a couple of months ago. And that's something I said when I was in the fourth grade, that I wanted to be a judge or a lawyer, right? And so the neat thing about being an actress and being in entertainment is that you get these opportunities. And a lot of times you get a chance to get a glimpse of what it's like to be, you know, in certain careers or certain roles. And I really enjoyed that experience. And so I feel like God just gives me this full circle, you know, of opportunities, and has my life just, you know, on this trajectory to where I don't have to wonder if I made the right decision or not. He's like intertwining everything. All of the gifts are being stirred in. And he's giving me a glimpse of things that I thought I might have wanted to do. And, you know, and then life happened and I wasn't able to do them, or I didn't go down that path or in that direction. And I'm still able to get a taste of it anyway.
It makes perfect sense. So let me ask you this. Queen Sugar or Empire, which mm-hmm. working environment did you enjoy the most?
Queen Sugar was my first, and that's where I got the first experience of being on set, you know, all day, 12, 14 hour days. Yeah. And it was a great experience. I made some great relationships and friendships there, and I'm still friends with those folks to this day. Wow. And that was, you know, like seven years ago or so. Empire, though, I have a story about that. Mm-hmm. My mom called me during season one of Empire, and she had been watching the first couple of episodes. And she was encouraging me to watch it because she thought that a lot of it paralleled my own life and my career. And she thought that I might learn something from the storyline that would be able to help me with my music career. Yeah. Were her exact words for, you should watch it. You know, you may learn some things that'll help you with your music career. I was just about 2 years in, or no, about 4 years in with mm-hmm. Christian hip hop, I believe. And I had to be about 2 years in. Anyway, she called and she said that, and I told her, you know, I was going to watch it. And about three of the first episodes came on, and she would call me every week. I think it came on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Central. And she would say, did you get a chance to watch Empire? And I was like, no, I hadn't watched it yet. And so after the third week, and she called and asked if I had seen it, I said, I'm going to binge watch this Saturday. I'm going to go on demand and I'm going to watch it. And I'll let you know what I think. And so I did that, and I was so excited, you know, about seeing a family, a Black family who was together and in power and in music, and everybody was using their gifts and they were working together. And so I could definitely see why she asked me, you know, suggested that I watch it. And so I called her, and I had this vision when I was talking to her on the phone, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, this show is great or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to be on there one day. And she was like, yeah, you know, if you have the faith for it, God can do the impossible. God can do anything. And I said, no, I just saw myself standing on stage with Terrence and Taraji. I really wow. did. Had an open vision just like that. I saw myself standing on the stage and I was there with them. And 2 years later, during season four, I got a call from a casting agency, the owner of a casting agency in Chicago. Because it was really filmed in Chicago, although people thought that it was set in New York. The setting was in New York, but it was really filmed in the city of Chicago, downtown Chicago. And I got a call from her, and she said that the directors of Empire saw some photos of me and, you know, can I come? Because I had applied for one thing, but they actually wanted to have me as a core feature role as Shine's baby's mama. Mm-hmm. And she asked if I could come. In September, wasn't supposed to be there originally until October. And I said, yes. And I flew up to Chicago and I was on the set with Xzibit, who I always wanted to meet when he had, you know, MTV's Pimp My Ride. Mm-hmm. So God allowed me to have that opportunity to meet him. And I was on the set with Xzibit and Hakeem, the character Hakeem. Mm-hmm. And so I never saw Terrence and Taraji that first time I was there. But I know what God showed me. And so I ended up going back and shooting for another scene. Mm-hmm. And it was at that scene, we were in Club Leviticus and Shine's character had been killed off and we were at his memorial. And that is when I was standing on the stage with Terrence and Taraji. Wow. And the end. Yeah. So I saw the end.
You have some amazing stories, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And God is so good, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
He's been good.
Yes, he has. We have to shout him, and just all we can do sometimes is just get on our knees and just say, you know, be in awe, thank you, and many times speechless. Now, how about Queen Sugar? How did you get that role?
Oh, yeah. So I... after I shot my video for I Ain't Preaching to the Choir, I was in Atlanta mm-hmm. makeup artist thought I had some nice features and suggested or asked me if I would model for a campaign that she had going that weekend before I left and came back home to Mississippi. I agreed to do it. I did it. She really started to give because my mom had been having me into some modeling stuff when I was a kid, and then I stopped doing it. And so I was like, maybe I should add this to, you know, part of my branding and what I do and just, you know, just expand. And so I did. And when I got back home to Mississippi, I started working with photographers in local boutiques, and I was modeling their clothes, and they would give me the images. And so that's how I built my my portfolio, because I was thinking, Lord, I'm already trying to fund the music, you know, and now I'm trying to build this portfolio. And it just so happened to have me cross paths with some people, and we exchanged, you know, our services and our gifts, and we worked together, and I was able to build a portfolio like that. And I was shooting with one of the photographers downtown Jackson, Mississippi. And he was like, I know you're doing your music and modeling and everything, but have you ever thought about acting? And I said, yeah, when I was a kid, I always thought that I would make it to Hollywood, but I thought I had to move to L.A. And he was like, no. I'm going to send you some instructions. I'm going to send you some links or whatever. He was like, you go in and apply. You follow the instructions, do what they tell you to do or whatever. And let's just see what happens. And he sent them to me. I applied and did exactly what he told me to do. And it was the next day. And I got a call, you know, in an email saying that I had been selected to be on set. And when I got there, it was Queen Sugar. And that's exactly how it happened. Wow. It was in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Another good story. Yeah. And so here's the amazing thing about all of this. You've huge accomplishments, well-versed. And then on top of that, you still take the time to help minister, mentor others. And I know you're a radio host and you've done great things on your show, but you've also used that as a vehicle to kind of mentor and guide others, right? Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So my radio show is called CHH Ladies Night with Miss Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And it's a platform that's on God's House of Hip Hop in Los Angeles. It's actually MC Nice is the curator. It's his radio station, GH3 Radio. And so we put together, you know, a platform that highlights female Christian rappers. And so not only do I play my music, but I play music from female rappers. And I mean, guys are on there because they're featured on the songs with the ladies. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh, this is all, you know, women and no guys can be on it. But through the ladies' songs, of course, there are some guys who are being highlighted, you know, as a part of the show as well. I've always wanted to use my voice, right? In mm-hmm. whatever way, whether it was music or radio, hosting, emceeing. And MC Nice saw that, you know, in me. And he extended the invitation, and I accepted. And so it's been a great journey. I appreciate it. You know, God just sending people my way that I crossed paths with and could see, you know, the talent there and want to help enhance and better my career and help me get a little bit further. And so it's been a wonderful thing, though, you know, and mentoring is definitely something that I do. People call me all the time asking for advice because they see the things that I've been into or that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I think they feel comfortable, you know, with having those conversations with me and being vulnerable and getting the information that they need that might help, you know, set them off in the direction in which they aspire to go.
That is amazing. Good stuff. And then I learned that you received the President's Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, impressive. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I actually received it with my mother. So my mom, my grandmother, you know, I don't meet a stranger wherever I go. But they taught me how to love on people, you know, and to just treat people the right way. And so we, you know, have been heavily in the community and community service, you know, civic service and engagement. For years, my mom and I ran a nonprofit that serviced youth, entrepreneurs, and, you know, helped with community development. And so out of all of that, you know, we volunteered for many years, many hours, you know what I mean? And just the culmination of all of their work over those years, from the time I was a young girl, you know, up until now, up until I received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, was, of course, a process that we had to go through, and paperwork had to be submitted and approved and signed off by that particular department at the White House. And, you know, I was just delighted to see that the both of us, you know, were being honored together. And we flew over to Houston, Texas, and received the award for the work we've done. Lifetime. I mean, Mom has been in it longer than, way longer than I have, but I learned from her. And it's something that I've just carried on and passing on to my children as well.
Amen. God shows favor to the humble, man. And you don't wave it. You don't shout about all these accomplishments. And it just, man, you're definitely anointed. And we definitely appreciate you.
Thank you.
If you, the person you are now in present time, could give advice to a younger Ms. Tiffany, like say in 2010 or even, well, 2017, maybe, what advice would you give her?
Just believe. Don't doubt. Don't have any doubt. Just believe. Don't worry. Trust God. Know that he loves you and he has your best interest at heart. He knows the plans that he has for you. And just keep going, you know, just believe and just keep going. Like, I knew that, but going through certain things, you know, can definitely be a test of your faith, and where you are, you know, in your walk. And some people, you know, will hit a stumbling block and they will turn away from their dreams and the things that God has given them to do, their purpose in life, their pursuit of destiny, and feel discouraged and just quit. And God really truly called me to this and placed this thing in my heart. And it's not something that I could just easily walk away from, or that someone could, you know, tell me that I could no longer do. It's a part of me. It's a part of who I am. It's just ingrained. Like, I think at the time when I decide or when it's over, my work will be done here on this earth, you know? Yes, and yes. I'm not ready to give up or stop yet. So I have to keep moving, keep it pushing.
Well said. Well said. And thank you for that. So the last question I ask all my Christian hip hop guests this. The top five gospel rappers.
Wow. I think the top five gospel rappers are probably unknown.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
There's a lot of folks out there. I think that, I don't know if I have a personal top five. Mm-hmm. I could throw five names out there. How about I throw some independent names out? Because I think a lot of times we highlight folks who are known already and their names will just continue to be out there. Mm-hmm. There's some really great, talented Christian hip hop artists, gospel rappers, singers as well, that I think deserve a shout out. One I would say is Sky Surface, which we have a song together called DDIFF, Don't Do It For Fame. He's in Mobile, Alabama. You have Gospel Mike. You might want to reach out to these guys, too. You have Gospel Mike, who's in the Bay Area out there in California. He's really good. You got Jimmy Hunt right here in Mississippi with me in Jackson, Mississippi. We're working together right now and getting some things moving here. Yeah. Who else do we have? Who else would I like to give a shout out to? Let's see. Sammy G is in Kenya, Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, Sammy G is in Africa. He's really good, talented. He's a great videographer, filmmaker. Shout out to Sammy. We have some stuff that we have, you know, that we've put out in the past.
Yeah.
So I would say, and then, yeah, we got that. What is that, four?
Yep, that's four. That's four.
Yeah. Who else? This is really difficult for me, you know?
Yeah.
And just because I don't want to leave anybody out, and really trying to think of ones who I know deserve to have their names known.
I can definitely understand that.
To make their name great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That goes back to what we were talking about before. I mean, the person you are. So, yeah. And kudos to you for doing that. And we do. We get caught up in the names and the ones who are hitting the charts. And there's so much talent out there. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to say they didn't have opportunities, but the opportunities probably aren't as large as others and the resources. So, yeah, I'm on the same page with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just want to give you the floor now. You can tell our listeners about any of the many things you're doing and your time to kind of, it's always about kingdom business, but it's also about promoting your ministry, which is still kingdom business. So I'm going to give you the floor and let you take us away on whatever you want to share.
So I have a movie, an independent film that will be released hopefully by November. And we are shopping it right now to distributors to see which networks are going to pick it up. It's called Shield by His Grace. It's written by Tamika Shields from Jackson, Mississippi. And she approached me about it a couple of years ago, and we've been working on it ever since. Of course, COVID, you know, delayed some things, but we've been back at it. So we're really excited about it. Just finished the final touches on it. Shield by His Grace. Be on the lookout for that. I'm also working on a new project right now called My Father's Business. So be on the lookout for that as well. Before the end of the year is out, should have it out. I'm going to release a couple singles along the way just to push it out there and promote it. And that's basically what I'm doing. I'm working with a lot of local artists right now. Yeah. And just trying to create some noise here in Mississippi and to build the ministry up here and to, you know, get more people on board. We really got to reach this next generation, this young generation. There's so much going on with crime and, the way in which things are being eradicated from our history. And so I think a point of contact with some folks who are led by Christ would be a great place for the next generation to look to partner with and to, for us to hear them and then be able to help them on this path that God has them set on. And so that's where my heart is right now. That's what I've been doing. Hands to the plow. We've been working. We've been planting, sowing where necessary and continuing to build the kingdom of God and advancing it. And I encourage each one of my peers to do the same. You know, whatever gift or talent you have that God has given to you, don't sleep on it. Stir that thing up. Go ahead and do what you got to do to get done what you need to get done. There's so much information out here on the internet. You know, go to YouTube and search for whatever it is that you need to search for. You do have enough time in the day to get certain things done. You're just going to have to sacrifice and stop, other things that are distracting you or taking you away from really doing the work that you know that you have been called to do. So I encourage you to do that. No age is too old, right? To pursue your dreams. It's never too late to pursue your dreams and the promises of God. His promises are yes and amen. You just have to trust and believe in the thing that he's called you to and walk it out and have faith. And it'll happen for you. It'll manifest.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Tiffany. You truly a blessing to us and to others. And open invitation anytime. God bless you, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you. God bless.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown Preacher.